Good day, everyone. From me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you a preview of some of the news we are publishing in Gateway News this week. The church in Durban will be ignited through prayer and the power of the Holy Spirit to win the lost and impact communities and cities for Jesus, say the organizers of Ignite the Fire Durban, which will take place at the city's Moses Mabhida Stadium on Saturday, the 15th of June. Apostle Ronnie Naidu, senior pastor of the AFM Church in Tongaat and visionary of Ignite the Fire, said God spoke to him twice about gathering his children in Durban to pray, praise, and worship our Saviour together. Our city is in need of change. We need to see the hand of God touch and change lives, ignite believers, and experience an unprecedented move of God, he told Gateway News. The free mass Christian gathering at the city's 56,000-seat soccer stadium will run from 12:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the 15th of June. You can register for Ignite on Quickette. The cry of our hearts is that believers will gather on one day in the city to call on God. We believe that He hears and answers the prayer of a unified church. He will heal and restore this land. The ministry team will include Naidu, Evangelist Thurston Mayer, guest speaker Evangelist Tamron Clintworth, and local worship artists Dr. Tumi and Ntokozo Mbambo. It's a day when the fervent, effective prayers of the righteous will avail much. It's a day when we will experience heaven on earth, and the heart of every believer will be ignited to reach the lost, pray for the sick, and make a difference in their communities. It's a day when the body of Christ will become the hands and feet of Jesus, said Naidu. The United Church of Christ in Nigeria says one hostage died when suspected Islamist gunmen, known as bandits, released more than 50 church members after 4 months of captivity, reports Worthy Christian News. The abducted Christian, who passed away, wasn't able to escape with other church members in a forest of Nigeria's northeastern Zamfara state due to injuries he sustained while being held against his will, the UCCN said. Earlier, another church member was shot dead during the hostage crisis, said UCCN President Amos Kiri. Yet the safe release of most other church members still came as welcome news for the denomination, as thousands of Christians have been killed in Nigeria in recent years. The UCCN crisis unfolded in December last year, when dozens of its members were abducted while attending a wedding reception on the church premises. It was unclear whether a ransom had been paid to the bandits. The world's oldest man has passed away just 1 month shy of his 115th birthday. Juan Vicente Perez from Venezuela was bestowed the title of the world's oldest living man by Guinness World Records in 2022. When he was 112 years and 253 days old, reports Premier Christian News. When asked about his secret for longevity, Juan Vicente Perez said, "Work hard, rest on holidays, go to bed early, drink a glass of aguardiente, a sugar-based liqueur, every day. Love God and always carry Him in your heart." Local news outlets reported that his recent birthdays were marked with Catholic services and family gatherings, with congratulations pouring in from Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and other national politicians. Known affectionately as Tio Juan, Uncle Juan, he was born on the 27th of May, 1909. The death of the supercentenarian was confirmed by Freddy Bernal, governor of Taquira, Venezuela, where Perez resided. The politician penned a heartfelt tribute on X, stating, "Today, with deep sadness and pain, we bid farewell to our dear Juan Vicente Perez Mora, the epitome of a Taquira man, humble, hardworking, peace-loving, and devoted to family and tradition." The cause of Perez's death remains unclear. He was married to Ediofina del Rosario Garcia for 60 years until her passing in 1997. The couple had 6 sons and 5 daughters. Their family has since expanded to include 41 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, and 12 great-great-grandchildren. You can read these stories as well as other God's stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.